So we're in the middle of the sugya of Baal Te'acher. It starts on Dalet Amud Aleph and goes on for quite a while. And the Braisa said that Baal Te'acher is not only Kisida Neder L'Hashem L'Kecha, if you took a Neder, even on Leket Shikrapeya, even on Chatas Anosham, even on not only a Neder for Karbonis, even a Neder for Tzedakah. You have Baal Te'acher many different things. So the Gemara was commenting on every word of the pasuk. Kisida, how does it say? Kisida nedo l'Hashem l'kecho l'osach l'shamo. Most of sach tishma v'yasisa kasha nadarta l'Hashem l'kecho l'dova kasha dibarta b'ficha. So the Gemara is darshaning from every word. So one word was b'ficha. So the Gemara says b'ficha zutzdoka. B'ficha zutzdoka. So Tosis explains, how do you see what's the connotation? So that means if a person says, the Ramban, we mentioned a few times already, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs points out that these are two different parshas. Parshas Matos is the parsha of Nidrei Hoshus, and Parshas Kisetze has the parsha of Nidrei Gavoa, and he had three differences. So one difference was that in Nidrei Gavoa, you don't have to say Harini Noda, Harini Nishba. You just say, Okum V'yeshna Perek Zed. That's the Gemara in the first Perek in the Dorm. A person says, I will wake up early in the morning, I will learn Daf Yomi. So the Gemara says, Neder Gadol Noda L'Alekei Yisrael. Even though he didn't say Harini Noder, didn't say Harini Nishba, he just says, Okum V'yeshna Perek Zeh, it's binding. So what if he says, they're making an appeal in Shul for a certain yeshiva, let's say, and he says, he calls out $100. He didn't say Harini Noder, he didn't say Harini Nishba. It was Goma Beliba, but the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, Nefesh kisishava levati bisvasayim in Parshas Vayikra by the Chatas Ola V'Yorid says levati bisvasayim. So the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavav learns that Goma Beliba is not binding. Tzorach lahoitzi bisvasov. So here he didn't say Hareni Noi the Hareni Nishba. So nonetheless, b'ficha zutzdaka, the Ramban says that just like by Korbanus, we say even without Hareni Noi the Hareni Nishba, that it's binding, Nidre Gavaya is binding, so Tzedakah also, B'ficha Zu Tzedakah, even though it didn't say Harini Noider, or the same thing where he says, Okum V'yeshna Perek Zeh, he didn't say Harini Noider, Harini Nishba, he's binding. So that's a big shayla, B'ficha Zu Tzedakah, there was a big machlek. We started the topic yesterday a little bit. I think the last thing we spoke about was about the Tosfos in Bava Basra, Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says that the Amoraim Mekoifa al Tzedakah. One of the Chachamim was giving Tzedakah, but he wasn't giving the right amount. He wasn't giving in correspondence to his income. He should have given more. So they forced him to give Tzedakah. So Tosis and all the Rishonim were working on the Kasha that the Gemara says in Chulin in the beginning of Perek Alabasa that if you have a mitzvah says to Shemat Nitzchor B'tzida, that the Torah promises a reward, then you don't have to aim bezel shalmatim b'sorim aleh. Bezel is not going to be koifer, because the fact that the Torah promises a reward, that'll be enough of an encouragement, an incentive to pressure the person to do that mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "I'm keep it aviyeh." Bezel is not koifer. I'm keep it aviyeh because matan schar b'tzido, because it says in aseres adibus, "Kaber esavicha usimecha leman yarichan yamecha." So it's matan schar b'tzido. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Why isn't tzedakah also a matan schar b'tzido? Because the Torah says, "Ki b'glal adabra hazeh yiberechecha Hashem alakecha." How come you're kofim?
795
So one of the answers that was given by the Sheita Mukubetzis was, the bezin is not kaifa. Kfir ala mitzvahs is one thing, and kfir shibudim is another thing. If a person borrows $1,000 and he doesn't pay back, so you kaifa him to pay back the money. Why? Because kaifa ala mitzvahs. So the Gemara asking and hakaisim and ksuv is that peivav or not? Boy, he says I'm not orthodox. I don't believe in mitzvahs. So the Gemara answers you kaifa ala mitzvahs. But we mentioned yesterday the shach writes and simul amites and choshem mishpat similar about halvoah. The whole machlokes in the Gemara, whether shibud deraisa, the shibud alav deraisa, and the shach says it's a tzveikah d'din, because you have a long list, marocha, mul marocha, then rishonim hold that it's the Rambam paskens, Shibura deraisa, and Tesis and Bava Kama Paskna Shibura Lab deraisa. The whole machlokes is, he says, is only on Shiba Nechosim. And Shiba Naguf, everybody agrees, Shibura deraisa, not just Priyas Balchayb Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah and Kaifan Allah Mitzvah. No, it's more than that. It's Shiba Naguf, and Shibura is Gevia Shibudim. So that's what Tzom Rishonim said, that the reason why you Kaifa Allah Tzedakah, you're not Kaifa on a mitzvah, says Shemat Mitzchar, but see the Ninze Din of Kaifan Allah Mitzvahs. Doesn't apply to a matan tzchar b'tzidah. But here it's not kaifan, here it's gviya shibudim. So that's a question. So we mentioned yesterday that you look in the Ktzais and the other Mefarshim HaShulchan Aruch, they have some suggest that both in Yonei Tzedakah, there are two kinds of Tzedakah. One Tzedakah is if you pledged, you took a net, and one Tzedakah is the Bez assesses you that you're not giving in accordance with how much you earned. You never took a net, but you're mechayiv to give a proper amount for Tzedakah. So some Achrayim said that if you pledged, then you say b'ficha zut tzedaka, then you say that there's a shibur. Amirasa la gavoya kem sirasa la hedidami. If you pledge to give it, then there's shibur. Then there's a shibur. If you didn't pledge, just a mitzvah, so then it's a mitzvah. Then it's kaifan ala mitzvahs. Then it'll be an issue. And others said just the reverse. If he pledged to give, then it's only a nether. It's not the shibut. It's only based on Yeridei. It's Hilchos Nedarim. But if the Bezna assesses him that he's not giving the right amount, he's giving less than he should, then it's a shibut. That's what tzedakah means. I think the Rambam and the Mor Nebuchim writes, why do you call it tzedakah? When a child is young, his name is Reuven. So when you're young, so you call him Ruvale. You add a hey at the end. Moshale, you add a hey at the end. Hershala, when I was a little boy, they called me Hershala. You had a hey at the end. So tzedakah means tzedek with a hey at the end. It's a miktsas of tzedek. Righteousness really should demand of the tzedek, you should really be mechuyev to support the aniyim. But it's not 100% tzedek, it's a smaller form of tzedek, so it's called tzedakah. But it's a branch of tzedek. So that's if he's not giving the right amount in accordance with his salary, how much he earns, so that's the shibud. That's shibudim. And that's gviya shibudim. Then Bezna has a right to be kaifa. But if he is giving the right amount, just he pledged to give to this charity, so then others hold, if you pledge, then it's only a mitzvah of neder, but it's not bitam shibudim. That would be a shaila. So in the 1500s, we started to discuss. In the 1500s, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Ramah. They lived in two different countries. Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Tzfat in Eretz Yisrael, and Ramah lived in Krakow in Poland, but they corresponded with each other. Rabbi Yosef Karo's tshuva appears in the Apkes Reichel, the collection of tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Karo, and the Ramah has a volume that's called Shalosh Tshuvas HaRamah. So they had a machlekes. Rabbi Yosef Karo felt the ficha zut tzedakah, you learn that from the pasuk, just like there's a din by Hegdish, it's a Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Kedushin. Amirasa la gavoya kim sirasa la hedyadami. Let's say the Gizbash al Hegdish wants to buy, I have a furniture store, and he has to buy furniture for the Beis Hamikdash. And I agree to sell him, we make up, I'm going to sell him all the furniture for $500. But he didn't make a kinyan yet. And then I back out and I say, what did I agree to $500? I want to get $700. Why should I give such a $700 also a big break? Why should I give Hegdish such a big break? I want to take $700, not $500. So the din is Amirasa la Gavai Kim Sirasa la Hegdami. The Hegdish is Kaina, and the agreement was for $500, I can't back out. If it will be a Hedyot, you're not mechuyev to go through with the deal. I originally said, I'll sell you all this for $500. Then I say, I changed my mind. I want to have $700. So you can change your mind. If he already paid, then you get a mishapura. But if he didn't pay yet, I initially thought I'll give him a big break, and now I'm going to give him no break or a smaller break. So that by head yet you can back out. By the hegdish, you can't back out. I'm Yerushalayim Gavoy. So the shaila was, a person pledged to give money to tzedakah, and then he died before he had a chance to give the money. So the shaila was, do you say beficha zut tzedakah amirasa la gavai kim sirasa la hedyadami? Beficha, he made amirasa la to give tzedakah. Is also amirasa la tzedakah kim sirasa la hedyad? And nishtabdu hanachosim. So if he dies and it leaves assets, so the yorshim should pay the money. Or do you say no? It's only b'fiches utzdokis and neder. And once he dies, ha'meisim chavshim, the pasuk says. Even if the yorshim will pay the money, the father's dead, he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Let's say the father died one day before he had a chance to put on tefillin. So does it make sense that children should put on tefillin on the dead father? Meisim chavshim. So if the father took a neder to give $10,000 to tzedakah, to a local yeshiva, then he dies before he gives the money, even if the yorshim will give, the father will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So why should they give? They have their own favorite charities. They're not mechayev to give to the father's charity. So the Mechaber, Rabbi Yisrael Karo, writes in his Truva, the Ficha Zudzdaka means that Nishtabdu Hanachasim, that the Amirasa La Gavoy Kim Sirasa La Hed Yadami applies by Tzedaka also, just like by Hegdish. And Rabbi Yisrael, and the Ramah disagreed. He thought that it doesn't apply. Recently, there was such a Shaila. Every so often, such a Shaila comes up. So the people involved were Ashkenazim. So one of the prominent Rabbanim wrote a tshuva, he printed the tshuva in his sefer, that since we're all Ashkenazim, and Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, and the Ramah says in the tshuva that you don't say Amirosa la Gavaya, so the Yorshim are not mechuyev to give the $10,000. There's meisim chavshim. And I thought that that was not accurate. There is no such klal. Ashkenazim follow Ramah, and the Sfardim follow the Mechaber, Rabbi Yisrael Karo. It's not true. It's the reverse. Whenever there's a machlokes, so the Mechaber follows the Sfardim, and the Ramah follows the Ashkenazim. Not that Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. The Ramah always in the Shulchan Aruch, he'll always quote the Psak, the traditional Psak of Ashkenazim. Here there was an issue that came up. There was no traditional Psak by Ashkenazim or Sfardim. So there is no klal that Ashkenazim follow the Ramah and the Sfardim follow the Mechaber. There is no such klal. And in Shulchan Aruch, there is no Ramah and Shulchan Aruch on this. This is a tshuva, tshuva is a Ramah. So my impression was not so. The Pischei Tshuva and Hilchas Yerusha. And Yeridei also, the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer assumes that you do say Amirasa la Gavaya by Tzedakah. And Rab Chaim Oizem in the Tshuva also assumes that you say Amirasa la Gavaya by Tzedakah. For example, there is a din, Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Ameis. Later today, I'm supposed to be giving a shiur at 3 o'clock for the Smicha students on part of this topic about the Hilchos Yerushas. So if a person dies, so the assets go be Yerush. What if the person before he died said, I want to give, after I die, I want to give $100,000 to this person, a good friend of mine. So the Gemara has a klal, mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. So the Tosfos asks kashas from all over the place. There's so many gemaras that a person left instruction before he died, and they're not mechuyev to give it. So Tosfos says you have to limit it somehow. So Tosfos makes different suggestions. Shulchan Aruch has adopted that suggestion of Tosfos. You have to restrict this din. You have to limit it somehow. So the Shulchan Aruch adopts that position. One of the Tosfos is in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel, then in Bava Basra, gigantic Tosfos. So the Tosfos Gittin Yud Gimel says only if hushlash mitchila lekach. If I gave the $10,000 over to someone else and I said, after I die, give this $10,000 to Pliny. Or let's say I put the money in a savings account in trust for that person. Because I'm alive, I put it, it's a revocable trust. I can always change my mind. But if I don't change my mind and I die, so that I put the $10,000 in the trust fund and trust for Pliny. So that's called hushlash mitchila lekach. But if lohushlash, I say after I die, I want my relatives to make sure you give $10,000 to Pliny. It wasn't hushlash mitchila lekach. So the din of mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis does not apply in such a situation. So Reb Chaim Oizer has a tshuva that the common practice is that people leave a tzavoa and they say after I die, usually the achrenim say preferable that you should distribute the tzedakah before the kvura, if it's possible to make out all the checks before the kvura. So he says, when I die, I want to leave $10,000 for this yeshiva, $10,000. All the yeshivas where my children went to school, all the children where my children-in-law went to yeshiva, where my grandchildren went to yeshiva. That's aniyah yircha, all the tzedak organization that I have a shaykhis to. So I want to leave money for all of them. So the common practice is we assume mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis, but the shadow was it's lo hushlash mitchila lekach. So it's not binding. So what can make it binding? Rav Chaim Oizer writes that since the din is amirasa la gavoya kim sirasa, the head yadami even applies to tzedakah, he's assuming that we're pashut like the tshuvas beis Yosef. The same as Chassam Sofer assumes like that. So since you say amirasa la gavoya kim sirasa la hedya, it's considered as if it were hushlash matchila lakach. So that's why it is binding. The din of mitzvah kam de rames does apply. So that was a famous dispute between Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Ramah in their Chuvis. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't discuss the topic. In the Chuvis, they had this machlokes. And the Shaila was, how do you paskin la'alocha? So this very big Talmud Chacham said that we're Ashkenazim and we follow the Ramah. And I thought that that's a misstatement. There is no such rule. The rule is the reverse. The Ramah, when he writes his psalm in Shulchan Aruch, is following the traditional psalkim of Ashkenaz, and the Rechab is following the traditional psalkim of the Sfarim. But there is no rule that Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. I don't think so. Here there's a Tosfos which I will not discuss, but I'd just like to speak a little bit about the Gemara that Tosfos quotes. Where is it? Here, Tishma is a mitzvah, so it says, Vavam and Aleph. The third Tosfos on the top, Tishma. So there is, Tosfos just quotes the Gemara from Perek HaMotzei Tefillin, the last Perek in Erevin, Perek HaMotzei Tefillin. So in the middle of the Parsha that appears in the Tefillin, Kadesh Vayokiv Yachah, so it says, V'shamarta Sochuka Hazos Lamo Ado Miyomim Yomimo. So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim. Tosfos quotes a little bit. It's not really too relevant, but Tosfos quotes, there's a machlokes hatanaim, which chukah are you talking about? V'shamata so chukah zos. Is it referring back to Korban Pesach, which is mentioned earlier? And miyamim yamima means annually. Teishav anari hitana yamim o asor. When Eliezer clinches the shidduch with Rivka for Yitzchok, so they said, what's the rush? The family said, teishav anari hitana yamim, wait a year, o asor, or 10 months. So you see that the word yamim in Chumash and Tarach sometimes has the meaning of a year. So v'shamata sechukah zot b'chukas haPesach hakas medaber liyamim yamima annually. You should bring Korban Pesach once a year, every year. Or do you say no? It's referring to chukas haTfilin, and the liyamim yamima means daily. You should fulfill the mitzvah of Tfilin daily. What's the difference? Whether it goes on chukas haPesach or chukas haTfilin? So Gemara says if it goes on Tfilin, then you learn out two dinim from this pasuk that we never knew before. Miyamim yamima, you only like tefillin bayom. And laila lazman tefillin min haTorah. It's a din min deraisa, you don't like tefillin. If you say the pasuk goes on chukas haPesach, then there's no other pasuk in Chumash that says you can't wear tefillin balayla. Well, we know you're not allowed to wear tefillin balayla, so it's only with the Rabbanim. It's only with the Rabbanim. Why gzereshem ayishim bahem? Because laila usually is the time people go to sleep. And when people go to sleep, a lot of times Shema Yafiach Behem, a person may pass gas without even realizing it. So you're not allowed to, there's a din, tefillin need a guf noki, so you're not allowed to wear tefillin if you're going to, at nighttime, because you may fall asleep. Laila is manshina, and Shema Yishem Behem, Shema Yafiach Behem. So it's a gzera derabban. So if you hold v'shamata sechuk that goes on chukas ha-tefillin, so there's a klal laila lazman tefillin min ha-Torah. If you hold chukas ha-pesach ha-kosim medaber, then the whole din of Ein Menichin Tefillin Balayla is only the Rabbanim. So that's a machlokes. The Rambam stands out. The Rambam paskins that Tefillin Balayla is an Issa Deraisa. The Rambam paskins B'chukas HaTefillin HaKas Medaber and Rov HaRishonim paskin HaFaket. What's the difference halacha l'maisa? Bottom line, it's the same thing. The Layla loves my Tefillin. So Moshe has a tshuva. He says the nafkamina will be, what if he slept all night and he woke up early in the morning before Alos HaShachar? So it's still Laila, until Alos HaShachar is Laila. Rav Moshe lived under the communists. So the communists made the Jews go to work all day. So all day they had to leave the house before Alos HaShachar. So they had a Shaila, should they like Tefillin or not? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to like Tefillin. But Laila loves Matilin, so din deraisa. According to Rav HaRishonim, you do like Tefillin. But you only say a bracha after Mishiach Yoschaver, Berichik Dal Aramis. So the din, Moshe should have said, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you put on tefillin before Mishiach Yir, or if you put on tefillin before Alos HaShachar, so you put on the tefillin, and you don't say a bracha, and then if you're still wearing the tefillin after Mishiyakir is chaver, right? Then you memashmish b'tefillin, you touch the shorosh, touch the shayad, and then you say the bracha l'aniach tefillin. So Rav Moshe felt that if he's going to give that psak to the balabatim, they're going to realize that there's something shvach over here. You tell people to do a mitzvah without a bracha means that there's a suffix. There is a suffix. Machlokes is the Rambam and the other Mishnah. So according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So we're makel on that, but we don't want to say a bracha. According to the Rambam, mamish a bracha levatok. So we don't want to say a bracha. So he really should have said, they should all like to, they're going to have to leave the house before Alos HaShach. They won't be able to say the bracha later, after Alos HaShach, after Mashiach. They're going to leave the house to go to work under the communists before Alos HaShach. So Moshe writes in his Sefer, he paskin for the Balabatim, since Rov HaRishonim hold Laila is Mantfilin, and it's only Exera de Rabbanon, so if he already slept and he woke up in the morning, then there is no Gzeir Shem Yishim. He already slept all night long and he woke up for a whole day's work. So he passed on that they should put on tefillin with a bracha. He said, if you're going to say put on tefillin without a bracha, they're going to stop putting on tefillin. So that's one nafkamina of the dina, whether the pasuk which amata suchuka goes on chukas ha-tefillin or chukas ha-pesach. Another nafkamina the Gemara says is if his bechukas hatfilin akasim adav the way the Rambam paskins chukas hatfilin, then we darshan not only yamim below leilas, we darshan mi yamim below kol yamim, that some days you don't like tefillin. Which days do you not like tefillin? Shabbos and yamim tayv me you don't like tefillin. The Shabbos v'yantav loves man tefillin. And if you hold that it goes bechukas hapesach, so you have no pasuk at all. So there were Tanoim who were of the opinion that Shabbos and Yantav is also Zman Tefillin. You should put on Tefillin Shabbos and Yantav. That was not the accepted opinion. We pass on Shabbos and Yantav, love Zman Tefillin, even if you hold that B'chukas HaPesach HaKasim Adabra. So where did we figure that out? The Shabbos and Yantav, you don't have to wear Tefillin. Where is there another Pasuk? So the Gemara explains, K'shaitam Le'os Al Yadecha, you only need an Ois on the weekdays. Yotzu Shabbos and Yantav She'en Atzman Ois. Shabbos and Yontav is an ois, because it says, "Beinid beimenei sol oisi liyolum." Shabbos is an ois, so therefore Shabbos and Yontav, you don't like tefillin. So there's a question. Shabbos and Yontav, we pass on Shabbos and Yontav, loves man tefillin. You don't like tefillin. Does it mean that you're putter, but if you want to like tefillin, you may, or does it mean that it's also you're not allowed to? So if you learn that from the Shamarta, that's what someone will say. The Shamarta, the Gemara says, Yishama pen ve'alaz aloy sase. Yishama means an isa. So just like the Shamarta is chukka, if it goes on chukka's hatfilin, there's an isa to wear tefillin balayla, it's an isa. So the Shamarta, mi yamim, v'loy kol yamim, it'll be an isa to wear tefillin on Shabbos yam. That's what some achrayim say. And Rov HaRishonim don't paskin the Shamarta. The Rambam paskin the Shamarta, goes b'chukka's hatfilin, Laila loves matfilin deraisa, but Rav Moshe pointed out most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. Most of the Rishonim hold the goes b'chukas ha-pesach, and the mocker for not wearing tefillin Shabbos and Yontav is because os yotze Shabbos v'amtem she'ein atzman ois. You don't need an ois, so it means that you don't have to wear tefillin, but it doesn't imply that it's osur. That's if you look in the Maharam on the bottom of the page of the Maharsho, they have the Maharam Lublin. So on the last Amud in the first parak in Beitzah, there's a Gemara, when you visit someone on Yantav, you want to give him a gift. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to bring a bottle of wine, you're allowed to bring a box of chocolates, you're allowed to bring a gift to the guest is permitted to bring a gift to the host to give him atana on Yantav. That's so the Rishonim discuss why isn't it a violation of Mekach HaMemkar, Zeri Shema Yichtov. There's a Machlokes where they're giving metaltalim. The whole prohibition of Mekach HaMemkar, you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to buy, Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. Gzeir Hashem Yichtov applies even to give a matana. In business, you write down, I sold them an object, and he owes me $100. So it's Gzeir Hashem Yichtov, you write it down. You're not allowed to make a halvoy, you're not allowed to pay back. Piran Achav is also on Shabbat, Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. He may write it down that he paid it up. Let's say I have a goyish babysitter, and the goyish babysitter wants me to pay her, and she wants to come Friday night to take the mess. I can't hand over the money. Can I leave the money in a drawer and have the goyish babysitter come to the house after it says, I mean, I'll say, the money's in the drawer. If you want it, you can take it. So it says, you're not allowed to. You may record it. You may write it down, but you shouldn't forget that I paid the babysitter already. So you're not allowed to do mekach or memka to sell to buy. You may write down that I sold it and he owes me money. Or so the shaila is, the gzeira shem yichtov, does it apply to matonis? So that's a machlokes. The Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes about that. So the Mishnah says, the Rishonim discuss it, and that Mishnah. Mishnah says that when you go visit someone on Yontif, you're a guest by someone else, you're permitted, Mishalchan, you're allowed to send food. And then it says you're only allowed to send things that he can possibly use on Yontif. You're going to send him something that he can't use on Yontif, then you're not allowed to send it. So the Gemara says, Asuye Mai, what is the Chiddush? What's included that you wouldn't have thought of? So it says, Tfilin, you're permitted to send a gift, a matana. I'm visiting for a meal, so I give him a pair of tefillin that cost $1,000. Okay. So I give him a gift of tefillin. So the Maram Lublin says, you see that you're permitted to wear tefillin on Yontif. Shabbos Yontif, the same thing probably. No difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Because if it, that's what some say, if you learned it out from the Shamarta, like the Rambam, the Chukas HaTefillin, it's a Machlokes HaTanoim, and Machlok is the Ramam and everybody else had a Paschal. If he said, V'shamarta goes on tefillin, V'chukas ha-tefillin, ha-kosa medaber, so then it says V'shamarta. So V'shamarta means there's an Issa, Hishamad ben V'alaz an Issa. Means that there's an Issa to lek tefillin ba-layla, minator, it's an Issa deraisa, and there's an Issa deraisa against wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yom. But if you don't learn enough from V'shamarta, you just learn from Os, Beni ben Meisol Osi li'olam, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't need the oath. So then the Maharam says, then there's no Iser. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, the Mechaber and Hilchas Tefillin quotes the Zohar, that there's an Iser. There's an Iser to wear Tefillin, because it's a Bizoyan to the Kedusha of Shabbos. If you wear Tefillin on a Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's Ki'ili, you're demonstrating that I don't have any other oath. I need the oath of the Tefillin, I don't have the oath of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's an important machlokes HaTanoim, and a machlokes the Rambam and the other Rishonim had a paskin, and Rav Moshe's Hayroah is an important chiddush. Then the Gemara continues to point out, Kisida neder l'Hashem alakech lo sa'ach l'shalmo, kidoi shidu l'shen Hashem alakech mi'imach. So it says Kisida neder. There are two types of karbonis, the Mishnah Megillah. Gemara quotes the Mishnah Megillah. There's a neder and there's a nedovah. So maybe the whole din about teacher only applies if it's a neder. Maybe if it's a nedovah, he said harizu. You didn't say hari alai. Hari alai is a neder. And even if you mafish an animal and it gets lost or it dies, you have to give another one because you said hari alai lo havi oila. Hari alai lo havi shlamim. But if you said harizu shlamim, harizu oila, so ein achai bachri yusam. So the Gemara says, how do you know that the din about tach even applies if it's a case of a nedove? So the Gemara makes a riboy from a pasuk that even though it says kisida neder, lav dafka neder, even the dove. So the Gemara gets a little stuck. So the Gemara says, there are two kinds of nedove. There are two kinds of neder. There are two kinds of neder. There's a neder where he says, harei alai. And then if the animal dies or it gets lost, he's chai b'achri yuso. And then there's sometimes a neder where he's not chai b'achri yuso. There's a neder that's going to be like a nedover. He says, hare alai lahavi oila, but I don't want to be chai b'achri yuso. So the Gemara says, in such a case, he won't be chai b'achri yuso. Okay, that's what it says in the Gemara. So the bottom Tosfos, the last Tosfos on Vav Amud Aleph, has an innocent comment. They're raising an issue. We have a klal, a masna masha kosabatera. This week's sedra is matas masay. So the whole institution of Tanai is learned out from the Pnai b'nei God b'nei Reuven. And Tosfos writes in Ksubas on Daphne and Vav, if not for the parsha b'nei God b'nei Reuven, you would have thought either you make kiddushin or you don't make kiddushin. You can't make kiddushin al Tanai. Areya mukodeshusli, if it rains tomorrow, if it doesn't rain not, you would think there's no such thing. You have the right to make kiddushin. You have a right to sell. You have a right to mafrish truma. You can't be mafrish truma ala tanai. You can't give a get ala tanai. You can't sell ala tanai. Either you do or you don't. Either yes or no. So we learn from the parsha that you can be matal tanai, but the tanai is only binding if there'll be bitla tanai. There'll be bitla mais. It came on tanai. only if Tanai was worded properly. That's called, the Rambam calls it Mishpatei HaTanayim. You need Tanai Kofel, and Kadam Alav, Tanai Kadam Maisa, Tanai Shav Shalakaimo, all the rules and regulations. And one of the rules is, you can't be Masta Masha Kasa Bater. What's an example? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishalmi. A young boy in Eretz Yisrael gets married, and he goes to the army, and Rachmana Litzlan, he gets killed. So his wife needs chalitza. So it's enough of a tragedy that she lost her husband, then she has to go get chalitza. And sometimes it's going to be not so easy to get chalitza. The brother-in-law will give you a hard time. Or the brother-in-law, years ago, the brother-in-law lives in communist Russia, and you can't, there's an iron curtain. You can't, ain't yetzav, ain't boy. You can't go in, you can't go out. So how are you going to get chalitza? So let's say the boy gets married to the girl. He says, Hariya mukudeshesli ala tanai, if I die, believe banim, you will not be zukuk aliyavim. So Yerushalmi gives that, Yerushalchan HaKos to Yerushalmi, that's an example of mastama shakas batayra, that tanai batla maisekayim. He said, Hariya mukudeshesli, he gave a ring to the Kedushin Eschal. And then he wanted it should be ala tanai, that if he dies, believe banim, that she shouldn't need chalitza, and not if he dies, believe banim, they're not married. He says, if I die, believe banim, you shouldn't need chalitza. The marriage should be chal, but you shouldn't need chalitza. So that's an example. Master Masha Kos Matoira, Tanai Batla Maisekai. So Taisus is asking implicitly, asking Akasha over here. The fellow says, Hare Alai Lahavi Shlamim, Hare Alai Lahavi Oila. He takes a neder. And a neder, the Mishnah says in Megillah, the difference between a neder and a nedava is that by a neder is Chai Be'achriyusa. If the animal dies that he designated, or he said, Hare Alai Lahavi Oila, then he designates an animal as the Oila, Hare Zele Nidri. And then the animal dies or it gets lost. So he's obligated to substitute it with another one. So the Gemara says, but if he says, Hare Alai, Hare Ni Noider, to bring an Oila or a Shlamim, so the Gemara says that that's acceptable. So Tosfos is asking the Kasha, why isn't it Masa Masha Kasa Batoira, that Tanai Batla Maisekai? So the answer is very obvious why. It's not a kasha. Let's say a person takes a neder to bring a korban when he'll be in the mood. I accept upon myself a neder when I'll be in a good mood, when I'll be in the right mood to bring a korban. So do you say he has to hustle to bring it within Shalosh Yigom? So we said already, if he says l'kisha eretze, when I want to, I already know that l'kisha eretze. He accepts upon himself a neder to become a nazir when he'll be ready for it, when he feels that he's ready for it. He wants to encourage himself, so he takes a neder, but he doesn't want to be bound now or within the next year or within the next 5 years. He says, I accept upon myself a neder and nazirus before I die. I want to exert. So we should really say, Shema Yomus, Hashina Shema Yomus, hustle and do it. You shouldn't postpone getting married to some later date. A person has a shidduch, that the first tshuva in the Maharam Shikin, Chelek Aben Ezra. He talks about Yeshiva Bacher is learning well, and they recommend the shidduch to him, and it's a good shidduch. But he knows if he'll learn another 3 years, he'll become a bigger Talmud Chacham, he'll give an even better shidduch, with more yichas and more everything, more money, more everything. So is it permissible to postpone getting married in order to get a better shidduch? So he discusses a topic that appears in the opening Mishnah in Yuma, Chashin Hashem Yomus. You have to be concerned. What do you mean you're going to postpone? Now you have an opportunity to get married to this girl and start raising a family. If you wait another couple of years, Chashin Hashem HaYomus. So that's a din midirabbanim. Sometimes Chashin Hashem HaYomus. L'zman merubah, l'zman muat. From erev Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. If he's not married, he can't say v'chippah bada b'yad besai. Taisus Yishanim on the first Mishnah in Yuma has two opinions whether that's ma'akib b'yevit. What if the Kohen Gadol is single? He's not married. And he does the Avodah anyway. So would you say the whole Avodah is puzzle? Because it's Ma'akib B'diyevah, the Kohen Gadol has to be married. So Tosfos has 2 days about that. The Pashto says that it seems that it is Ma'akib. So the Mishnah discusses, on Erev Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is healthy and his wife is healthy. So do you have to be concerned? Chashin Hashem HaYomus, L'zman Muat, overnight the wife is going to die. She's perfectly healthy. She's not 95 years old. A young wife, and she's healthy, so why should you say Chashin Hashem? But L'zman Merube, Tosfos distinguishes between L'zman Merube and L'zman Muat. So the Mamshik discusses it. He quotes it. Tosfos, L'zman Merube is 30 days. He thinks 30 days. So if you have an opportunity to marry this girl now, But you think that if you wait another couple of years, you get even a better shidduch. So that's not right. 30 days is called Zman Merubah. Okay. Well, let's say no one's dying. Let's say he's going to marry this girl. But he has a toss-up. He can either set the wedding date for before the summer or after the summer. So if it's equally possible, so do it as soon as possible. Why should you wait till after the summer? Chashina Shema Yomas. It's not right to postpone. So so the Gemara says in the beginning of the Dorim, if there's no Bal Ta'acher, if a person takes a neder, I accept upon myself to become a nazir likisha erza, when I'll be good and ready for it. Before I die, I want to do it, but not today, and not necessarily within the next month, and not necessarily within the next year or two, when I'll be in the right mood. So the Gemara says, you can't say Bal Ta'acher, because part of the neder was likisha erza. So the same over here, the pashtus says. If a person says, Hare alai lohavi shlamim, Hare alai lohavi oilo. So we assume that implicit in that statement is, I'm going to be mafresh a korban oila, and if it dies, I'm going to bring another one. And if that one dies, I'll bring a third one. Hare laila havi oila means, I pledge, I accept upon myself to bring a korban oila and, see to it that it should be korif. But if he says, Hare laila havi oila, v'loya ye chai bach riusa. So then he never accepted to be chai bach riusa. All he said was, Hare laila hagdish korban oila. And once he's magdishit, he's finished. The neder is finished. Once you have an oila, once you have a shlamim around the house, you should be makrevit. But if it dies, he said, "Beferish, I'm not accepting acharei." So that's not a kasha. I mean, Tosis is saying there's no kasha. There's no issue of master mashkasa batara here because he said explicitly that he doesn't want to be mekabel acharei on. But that's what Tosis is driving at. Here on the bottom of the Yoma, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Adius. Hey, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Papayas.
Even if he would specifically say, I'm Makabal Achrayas, and then he says, I'm not Makabal Achrayas.
He has a right to back out, Turkaday Dibur, yeah. You have a right to back out. In every neder, you have a right to back out, Turkaday Dibur. The Rambam has a Chiddush that Hegdish, you can't back out, Turkaday Dibur. The Gemara says in the end of Nidorim, towards Mamish, the end of Pezayin or something, the Gemara says, Turkaday Dibur, Kedibur, then you can always back out, except for a few cases. So one is Gittin v'Kiddushin, or two cases. Once you gave Kiddushin, you can't back out. Terkei Debor says, I changed my mind. Once you gave a get, you can't back out. It's too late. Terkei Debor is good. You take an Eder Shvur, you can back out. You sold property, you can back out. But not by Gittin v'Kiddushin. Then the Gemara says, a person, Megadeh Pes Hashem, or Yizor Berav Yizor. Then he backs out Terkei Debor. What does it help? The guy's Mechal Shabbos, and he backs out. What do you mean he backs out? Yishan up Ketan Da'averit. He already was Mechal Shabbos. A person is Megadeth Es Hashem, or he's Oyver Abed Ezara, so there's no Chazara Torch Kedei Diba. And then Gemara says, Chutz Megit Mekidushin, Megadeth and Mekarish. Megadeth and Oyver Abed Ezara. So the Rambam has an additional Girsa in the Gemara that we don't have. That if you Magdish something, you can't back out from Hegdish Torch Kedei Diba. There's such an obscure Tosfos in the end of Menachos. The Shachna Chayish Mishpa quotes it. There's a Tosfos in the end of Menachos also says like that. They had that girsa, but we don't have that girsa. So that's a chiddush. You can't back out from the hegdish. But if it's a detail in a neder, he's magdish something, and then he takes a neder, Hari Alayla Havi Ayla, and then he says, but I don't want to be Chay Bachrayas. So he's not Chay Bachrayas. He never accepted it. He can probably back out from that. He can't back out from the Hagdosha. Yeah. So the Gemara tells that Bizman HaMikdosh, there was a case where they brought the two Tanoim told over a story of Lat Shlam Sheikar Shlam Meilan Shosolana Parsha Zidcha Shlam. They had a carbon Shlamim and they brought it on Pesach on Chalamoit Pesach. You can't bring a Shlamim on Yontav and Dorim and the Dovas and not Korv on Yontav. They brought on Chalamoit Pesach and they ate it V'achalnuha the Pesach, we ate the mother, the Shlamim. Shlamim is Echal. And then the Vlad Shlamim is Korev Shlamim. The Gemara learns that from the Pesach. Rak HaRashecha Shiyaloch and Derecha Tisa Uvasa. That's Chayvas Tipul. Chayvas Tipul means if you have a carbon and you live in New York and you live in upstate New York, you have a farm, and you are Magdish, one of your behemoths, as a carbon, You have to ship that behemoth to the Beis Hamikdash. There's a bunch of Beis Hamikdash Aikai. You have to bring the behemoth to the Beis Hamikdash and be makriv it. That's chayvas tipul. You have to be metapel to bring wherever you live in the world, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Lartz. You have to bring the karbonis to the Beis Hamikdash and be makriv them. So the Loshon HaPosek, Raka Roshecha, the Raman counts it as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. In fact, I think he counts it as two mitzvahs. Chayvas tipul, if you have a karbon, you live anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a chayvas tipul if you live in Chutz Lartz. So the Ramban asks, why do you count it as two mitzvahs? The Gemara learns out a riboy from the Pasig, not only are you mechiv to bring it from Eretz Yisrael, even from Chutz Lartz also, but it's the same mitzvah, tipul, to bring the karbonis to the Beis Hamikdash. Why did the Rambam count it as two different mitzvahs? It's one of the big problems on the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Loshon HaPasig, Rak HaRashach HaShir Eloch Tisu Vasa Alam Rokham Shiv Hashem. So the Gemara learns out from that Pasig, Asher Yihu Eloch Elo Havladis. Yihu means Havai, when the Vlad is born. If you magdish a noila is a zocher, so you can't have a Vlad of a noila, but a shlama can be a zocher or an akeva. A chatas has to be dafke in a keva, oila has to be dafke a zocher, and a shlama can be a zocher on a keva. So let's say there's a shlamim, and it becomes pregnant and it gives birth to a Vlad. So Vlad shlamim is kodesh. Rakashach ishirulach, and what do you do with it? Tiso vasa, you makrit it. That's what he says. We learn that from that passage. Rakashach ishirulach. That Vlad Shlamim is Karev Shlamim, and it's Echel, a regular Vlad Chatos is Lemisa Ozla. If a Chatos has to be in a Keva, if a Chatos gives birth, then you're not allowed to be a Makrovit. And you don't say, here actually is Toy, the Macher. You don't say, it's Moisa Chatos Karev. Let's say, we said the other day, I set aside a person who's Machal Shabbos B'Shogi, he ate Chometz B'Pesach B'Shogi. He ate some kind of cookies in the house, he thought it was Kosher B'Pesach. Then it turned out it's not kosher the Pesach, real chametz. So b'shoygi ki ate the chametz b'pesach. So he says chayv to bring a chatos. So let's say he's mafrish the chatos, and then till he comes to the Beis Hamikdash, he's makrivit. The chatas becomes pregnant and it gives birth to a vlad. So the vlad chatas is lemisa ozla. But let's say he wasn't mafresh chatas. He sets aside $1,000 to buy a korban chata. He comes to Yerushalayim, and to his surprise, he succeeds in getting a chatas for $500. So what does he do with the leftover $500? It has kedushas damim lamizbech for a chatas, and a chatas is not bought in edim and adover. If you brought the first chatas, can volunteer to bring another chatas. So the Gemara says that Yehoyada HaKoyin was the Kohen Gadol in the times of the days of Bais Rishon. We read this, it's the Haftarah that we read, I think, for Shabbos Parsha Shkolim. So the Mishnah in Shkolim says that Yehoyada HaKoyin and that Haftarah, he darshan the din that's alluded to in that Haftarah, that Moshe Chatas Korev Oila. If you have money left over, you set aside $1,000 to bring a chatas, and you succeeded in getting a chatas for $500, so the remaining $500 cannot be used to bring a chata sheni. You can't bring another chata. So it's not bubin a dover. You're not mechuyev anymore. You were yotze with the first one. So the leftover $500, you use it to buy an oilas nidvas tzibur. That's the halacha. Moshe chata is korev oila, and it's an oilas nidvas tzibur, not an oilas ayach. Oilas ayach, the bala korban would do smicha. Oilas nidvas tzibur is a korban tzibur. So the tzibur doesn't do smicha. Korban tzibur rarely has smicha. Very few. The Mishnah has only two or three. Machlokes HaTanaim. How many karbonis tzibur have smicha? An Yom Kippur, yeah. An Yom Kippur, the Zohar Hashem has smicha. That's it says in the Chumash like that. That's a karbon tzibur. It's very rare that a karbon tzibur has smicha. So Olas, so if you have $500 left over, that's Moisa Chatas, the money left over from Chatas, Moisa Chatas Korev Oilam. So one would have thought that this is also Moitach. I designated a behemah and the cave as a Chatas, then all of a sudden it gives birth to a Vlad. So the Vlad, Rak HaRoshech HaShi'iloch Elo HaVladas, Iloch means they'll be born to a carbon that has Kedusha. So I'm going to be miskap. I'm going to bring the Chatas on the Mizbeach. I'll get my kapara. So what do I do with the Vlad Chatas? Vlad Chatas has a Kedusha's Chatas. So he really should have said, Tira Shetistoev, let it wait, let it go grazed until it gets a mum. You're not allowed to make a mum. It's an isa to be matal mum, even if he can't be makrevit anyway. Even though it's an extra chatas, he can't be makrevit. But it's an isa to make a mum. So you wait till it gets a mum, and then you put it, and the money you should use to bring a korban oila. That should be Moshe Chatas Korev Oila. So that's the halacha of Moshe Messina, that the halacha of Moshe Chatas Korev Oila, what Yehoyada HaKoyin, the Kangorol in the days of the Bais Rishon, and Sefer Melachim, what he darshan doesn't apply by Tmuras Chatas and Vlad Chatas and Chatas Shabbos Shnos and Kippa by Leb Acheres. There are five cases, Chomish Chatos HaMesis, that you lock it up in a room, you let it die from starvation. But the din usually is that money left over from all Kachi Kachim, Moshe Kachi Kachim Korev Oila, not only Moshe Chatas. And the Vlad Chatas, that's an example. Here it's a Vlad Shlamim. So Vlad Shlamim is Karev Shlamim. That's the Pasuk. Vakarashecha Sheyulach, Hashiulach, Eila Vlad, it's Tisu Vosa. You bring it to Yerushalayim and you makriv it on the Mizbech. So he tells a story. He remembers when he was a child, Bizman Abayis. He's telling to the Tanaim after the Churban Abayis, we brought the Shlamim Machalamite Pesach. He came bringing the Dorim and the Dabas Ayanta. We brought the Shlamim Chalamite Pesach. And then we bought the Vlad Shlamim, is also Shlamim. We brought that Bechag. Now, the word Chag usually means Sukkos. So the Gemara says, you brought the Vlad on Sukkos. Why didn't they bring on a Chalamat Pesach? The din is at Regal Rishon, you don't violate Bal Te'acher. Most of the Tanaim hold, you don't violate Bal Te'acher Regal. Reb Meir holds, you violate Bal Te'acher Regal Rishon. But since there's an essay, Tisa Uvasa, the essay Yehovah Regularishon, so Reb Meir holds that's the same shiur for the Lois essay, you violate Bal Te'acher. So we don't accept Reb Meir's opinion by the Lois essay. We hold in each other's regalim. But the essay is there. So the Gemara asks, once you tell me, Omar Rav, five lines from the bottom of Abba Manala, Omar Rav, Kil Shavar, all of Regal Rishon, Regal Echad, over the essay. So what do you do with this Mishnah in Adius? It tells the story that they ate the Shlamim on Pesach, and then they waited till Sukkos. That's 6 months later. They waited almost 6 months, 5.5 months later, they ate the Vlad. They should have brought the Vlad on Pesach. Why did they wait? So the Gemara says, Bishlema, why didn't they bring it on Pesach? Bishlema, the Pesach, Lagavu, Emadim Chusas Manha. Maybe it was just born a day before that day, and you can't be Makar Korban until it's 8 days old. So maybe they didn't violate the essay of Regal Rishon because it was Toch Shmoina. You're not allowed to be Makar Korban, Chusas Man. Even if you bring it, it'll be possible, but yeah, but if you're Makar Korban, Chusas Man, it'll be possible, even but yeah. But why didn't they makriv it on Shavuos? That's the regular Rishon, will be Shavuos. Why did they wait till Sukkot? So one opinion in the Gemara is the Chag means Chag of Shavuos. But the other opinion, on Amid Beis, it's unclear. V'achalnu v'lodo shlamim b'chag. So one suggestion was it means Chag of Shavuos. The other suggestion is no, Chag of Sukkot. So why didn't they violate the essay, the regular Rishon, of Shavuot? So the Gemara says, maybe, Zog the Gemara, Amar Abzid Mishmei Derov, the last line, Kigon, Shohoya Choyle Ba'atzeres. Maybe it was sick on Atzeres. Who was sick? So Rashi writes, the Vlad. Maybe the Vlad was sick. So what's sick? So what's wrong if it's sick? So Taisus explains, the top Taisus, Posel HaKrava. He's not allowed to bring a carbon that's sick. And they quote the Pasuk in Malachi, Ki sagishu pisech v'chayla ein ra. You bring a korban at a chayla, and you say, what's wrong? Like Cain and Hevel. So Cain brought the korban, and Hevel thought that's a nice idea, but it's a hepsid mammon. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't need me to shech the most valuable, the most precious behemoth. It's only symbolic anyway. So it's only symbolic, so I'll bring men hagarua. That's how Rashi quotes on the Chumash, the Medrash. They brought men hagarua. And that's not right. True, the korbanos are only symbolic. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't get more hanoah if you bring a fatter korban that's a shmaltzia. It's just symbolic, but still, you should be mivcha nidrechem. It's a mitzvah to bring men hamuvcha. So Tosfos interprets the Pasuk, Chisagisha pisech v'chayla ein ra. You think, what's wrong? I'll bring a korban that's only symbolic anyway. I'll bring a sick animal. I'll bring a limping animal. So the Pasuk says, it's not quote Shemaim, you're not allowed to do it. But the question is that really what it means in the pasuk b'chisagish b'sech v'chola ein ra? Is that what it means? After looking at the pasuk, I think the Mishkan and Sankim has a tshuva where he interprets that it's talking about b'sech v'chola d'shechet is a b'sech, not that the animal is a b'sech limping or the animal is a chola. He says the shechet. You have to look in the pasuk. I don't remember. It could be that it's the other half of the pasuk. But I think maybe it's this half. Anyway, so Rashi and Tosfos learn Shehoya Chola Batzeres. The korban was sick on Shavuos, and they waited till Sukkot, and the animal was healthy then. And it's not right. You're not allowed to be makir. Let's say if an animal has a mum over, so you can't be paid, but you're not allowed to be makir of it when it has a mum over. So it's chayla. You have to wait till it gets better. Not allowed to be makir of it when it's a chayla. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. The Pnei Yeshua has an interpretation on the Tosfos, on the earlier daf, on Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschot Tzedokos. He has a comment on the Tosfos that what if the Bala Korban is a Chayla, and the Bala Korban was not Oyla Regal? If a person is sick, he's not Mechiv to be Oyla Regal, to get sicker. Even if, not only if there's a suffix upon it. If you have a suffix, a constant fashas, then you're permitted even to violate a lois sesei. But in order to be potter from a mitzvah sesei, aliyah l'rego is a mitzvah sesei.
Rabbeinu Hanano on the bottom of Daf says it's the bialim.
Right, so that's what I was going to point out. The Rabbeinu Hanano says like the Pnei Yeshua. So Pnei Yeshua suggests he has a raya from a Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph. Now Rabbeinu Hanano here says, not like Rashi and Tosfos, he says the chayla means the Bala Korban was a chayla, and Lamaisa he didn't go to Yerushalayim, he wasn't Ola Rego, because a chayla is not mechuyev, you're not mechuyev to do a mitzvah and get sick, or if you're sick, you're not mechuyev to do a mitzvah to get sicker. You're not mechuyev to violate an Avera, is only mutter to violate an Iser if there's a Sakana or a Suffix Sakana. Anything less than a suffix akana, you're not allowed to violate a mitzvah deraisa. To not fulfill a mitzvah essay, so that says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes, Hamavazveis, al yavazveis yaisa mechaymish. You're not, so the original Gemara, Hamavazveis yaisa mechaymish, goes on giving tzedokah. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to give more than 1/5 of your total savings. Shema yeyonei, v'yid starach labrias. If you're going to give too much tzedokah, unless a person is very, very wealthy, but if you're going to give too much tzedakah, then charity begins at home. You may go broke, and then you'll have to collect charity. So that's silly. So the original Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Nun, I think it is, Hamavaz was Ayavaz Yes Mechamish, Bu Usha Hiskinu. The Bez Nagobel was in Usha after the end of the Baisheni period, the 40 years before the Churban Abayis. There were Esek Goldius goes to Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin first left the Lishkas Agosis, and they went to the Chanus, to a location in Yerushalayim. Then they went further out. Then they went to Yavne, then to Usha, Shvaram, places in the Galil. And then they conked out. There were 10 stages they conked out. So the Gemara says in Ksubis around Daf Nun, Bu Usha Hiskinu, when the Bez Nagadol was located in Usha for a while, they made this Hakana. And the Gemara says it was an old din, even before. It was a din from before. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Hilchas Lulav that if a person has to spend a lot of money to buy lulav and has to spend more than 1/5 of his total savings in order to do a mitzvah, you're not mechuyev. That's hon rav. More than chamish is hon rav. So Moshe Fashan has a tshuva. He says if you're not mechuyev to spend hon rav to fulfill the mitzvah, the pashto says you're not mechuyev to get sick. So let's say he has a tshuva. A person is wasn't well. He wasn't all there. He was in an institution, an insane asylum, and he's recovering. And it comes Rosh Hashanah, so the doctor's Philip's going to hear the blast of the shofar. He's going to regress. He's going to get sick again, and it'll take longer to get back to restore his health. They say the person, let's say you're going to sit in the sukkah, you're going to get sick because it's cold outside. So you're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah if you're going to get sick. Metzdar potem and asuka, that's another chiddush. That's a chiddush on top of a chiddush, because it says teshu kein taduru. So even it's going to be if it would have been in your house, and the bedroom is freezing and it's so cold or it's so hot that you wouldn't sleep in the bedroom, you would sleep in the dining room, you would sleep in the kitchen. So then, if the sukkah is freezing or the sukkah is burning hot, So then just like if it would be your own house, you wouldn't sleep in the bedroom. If it's too hot or too cold, you would sleep in the dining room or in the kitchen or in the den, abnormal. So then you're not mechayev to sleep in the sukkah. So that's a big yichidish. It's tired potem in our sukkah because you need teshu, you came to do it. But even without that, you're not mechayev to perform any mitzvah if you're going to get sick. So that's what the Rabbeinu Hananel interprets in this Gemara. If the Baal HaKorban was chayla, so he's not mechayev to be early regal, he's not mechayev to come to Yerushalayim, then there's no, you don't say regal rishon, you're over on Baal Teh. You don't say regal rishon, you're over on Vasa Sham or Vasa Sham, because he wasn't mechayev to go.
Why couldn't they say it was Berichuk Mokum?
What Berichuk Mokum? That what?
That's why he couldn't come on the Teres.
What do you mean, Berichuk Mokum?
That it says, are you only mechayev to come oil regal if you're not Berichuk Mokum? That's why he didn't come to the oil regal on Shavuos.
Derech HaChoyka, that's a din, a carbon Pesach. Derech HaChoyka, if you're in Derech HaChoyka, an Erev Pesach, either according to the Rambam at Alos HaShachar, according to Rashi and Tosfos at Chatzos, you're Berichuk Mokum. So then you can't bring carbon Pesach that year, but you're mechayev to come. You have to take care of it the day before, the week before. I mean, there is a Gemara in the first parak of Misochan that Mishador b'chutz l'oritz is not b'chuyiv to be early regal. But apparently they lived in Eretz Yisrael because they came for Pesach. Yeah.
Rabbi.
They came for Sukkot. They did come. Lemaisa, they did come. Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yes.
How would one bring a carbon shlamim on Shavuos? Does he have the 6 days of Tashlumim? Because he can't bring it on Yontiv. So when would he bring it anyways?
Yeah, probably has the 6 days after. Yeah.
That applies to Shlomo.
Yeah, probably. Let's say if it's Shalosh Regalim and the first regal was Sukkot, we pass Meironi Kisidron. So the first regal is Sukkot, then Pesach, then Shavuos. So what, you bring it on Shavuos? And the Stamah, we say Shavuos is a Yantav of a whole week, and you have till the end of the week, the Stamah. Just like it's a 7-day Yantav for the purpose of Tashlumin, probably 7 day yanta for the purpose of Baal Tachar also. Yeah, that's a strong point. It has to be like that. Yeah, so that's an interesting chiddush that the Rabbeinu Hananel has, and the Pei Yeshua figured it out on his own. Yeah.
In the back of the they quote the Yaivitz, who says that
according to Rashi
Tosos, they didn't want to give the answer of the Baal being sick because he could have sent a korban with a shaliach. If he had a chiyuv.
But apparently Rabbeinu Hananel holds, if you're mechayev to come, then you're mechayev to bring your carbon with you. If you're not mechayev to come to Yerushalayim, the carbonos have to be brought to Yerushalayim. Regel Rishon doesn't apply to tzedakah. Regel Rishon only applies to carbonos. You have to bring, when you're going to Yerushalayim, bring the carbonos with you. Tzedakah the Pashto said, there's no Baal Teach Regel Rishon. If kaima anim was violated Baal Teach Alta, if lo kaima anim, then you have Shalosh Regalim, or you have Shana, whichever is earlier.
About the Tosfos, why does Tosfos need to bring another pasuk from Malachi, and also the Gemara doesn't bring that pasuk?
Interesting. Okay. Why do they have to bring the pasuk? Okay. The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk. Zal can chayla mezuam is pasul. You're not allowed to be marked a pasul. So what do they need a pasul for? The Gemara has a drasha. Why is a drasha pasul and chumash? Yeah.
That brings the Gemara's drasha, and then he adds his own pasul.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Good question. Very good question. Later we'll discuss some more topics here. Let me leave off this week with the following. The Gemara has a shayla later on the Amud. Whether the violation of whether the din of Baal Teach applies to women. What's the shaila? Here it's about 7 lines from the bottom. Boy Reb Zera, the line begins with the words Boy Reb Zera, Isha Mai Baal Teach. Mi Aminon, the din of Aliyah Leregel only applies to Yerol Kol Zuchurcha. Women are not Mechayev in Aliyah Leregel. So should I say Mi Aminon Halay Mechayev B'Riya? Women are not Mechayev in Riyas Panim Ba'Azora. So the whole din of Baal Teach doesn't apply. Dilma, what does it matter? Not mechayev and aliyah lered. Not mechayev to enter the azara. Not mechayev to bring an oil asriya. Whoever enters the azara says la yirofan irekam. You have to bring an oil asriya. women are not mechuyev to enter the Azor, so they're not mechuyev to bring it out of Israel. But the mechuyev in Simcha, he holds mechuyev in Simcha, and Mizmancha based on Migdish Kayam, the Gemara says, Ein Simcha ele bishlamim. So the women are mechuyev, unless they're sick, the Gemara has. Unless the baby is sick, unless they're sick, the Gemara says in Chagigah. Because the Gemara asks, how come Chana loy also? Chana had a baby, Shmuel, the little baby, so she didn't go to Mishkan Shiloh until he was 2 years old. Then she brought him. Why didn't she go? Women are not mechuyev in riasponin, but women are mechuyev in simcha. So why didn't she go to Mishkan Shiloh in order to be able to eat shalmei simcha? So the Gemara asked that question. So the Gemara says, maybe she was sick, maybe the baby was sick. If you're sick, or the baby's sick, you're not mechuyev to make yourself sicker. So she's not. If she was sick, she's not mechuyev in aliyah l'regel. The baby's sick, not mechuyev to go. So Reb Zera has a suffix. Are women included in the din of Bal Teacher? Because all Bal Teacher is based on the assumption, Shalosh Regalim, based on the assumption you're going to go to Yerushalayim anyway to be early regal. Women are mechuyev to be early regal, or should I say, the bottom line, they are mechuyev mitam mechuyev simcha. So Amalei Abaye, the bias, you hold that women are mechuyev in simcha. Abai himself is not so sure. Abai holds that isha baila misamcha. Nechumish, simcha is a mitzvah as magrama. So usually women are exempt from mitzvah as magrama. So there's a whole list of mitzvahs magrama that women are mechuyev to observe. So one is kiddush. Kiddush is an exception to the rule. Zachar b'shamar. Why would they say b'di brecha to make a hekesh? Because she'esh to b'shamar. Shamar is a lois esay. So lois esay shaz magrom women are mechuyev. So because zachar b'shamar were proclaimed the vasachas, usually hekesh means you have two dinim in the same pasuk. But here it's in two different psukim. Zachar is in one place, shamar is in another place, but they were proclaimed simultaneously. So it's the same as a hekesh. So kosher hekesh, kosher yesh dem b'shamar, yesh dem b'zocher. So since shamar is a lo seser shas magram with women amechuyev, so therefore women amechuyev in kiddush as well, based on zocher. So kiddush is an exception to the rule. What else is an exception to the rule? So it says hakel, once every 7 years, hanoshim hanoshim ataf, says beferish the women amechuyev. What else? The Gemara has a whole discussion. Which mitzvah says she has mangram women amechuyev? So the pasuk says, "Amachta ata ovidcha v'itecha avdcha v'amascha hemtecha v'gercha she b'sharecha." So it says, "Vincha v'itecha v'halmana she b'sharecha." So it says the v'itecha and the almana. So it says that women amechuyev. So that's what Reb Zera holds, that women amechuyev in simcha, despite the fact that this is mangrama. And Abaye disagrees. He holds not true. Isha baila misamcha. The husband is mechuyev in simcha, but you're not yetzi simcha. If you eat and drink and you make merry, you have to include your wife. You have to include the less fortunate people as well. If you just eat by yourself and you don't give to the agev yasam aman shebi kirbecha, then you're not yetzi fully the mitzvah of simcha. The Rambam writes that simcha sakeres. The famous Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov. Then the Vilchaz Yandavi says, if a person eats and drinks and he makes merry and he doesn't give tzokeh, so he's only yotze simchas hakeres. That's not the real simcha. The real simcha, elegant simcha, is to be misamech as whole melolim, to share with others. So that's it. He says, Abai disagrees with Reb Zeri. He holds that simcha is a mitzvah, as mangrama women are not mechuyev, but he's a baila misamcha. The husband is mechuyev in simcha. So if the wife wants to, he's mechuyev to pay for her ticket to go along. He's mechuyev to bring shlamim, so she should be able to eat shlamim also. He's mechuyev ubitecha, and the almana also, he should give them. So that's a machlokes Abaye and Rabeira, where the women are mechuyev in simcha. Halacha l'maaseh, machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, where the women are mechuyev to participate in shalmei simcha. Machlokes halacha l'maaseh, in Hilchos Chagiga, where the women have, whether you paskel like Abaye or you paskel like or you're passing like Rab Zeira. So there's a famous Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. The first Chuvah in the first volume of Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger is a silly question. Why in the world did he print that Chuvah first? So Shaila goes like this. Someone sent Rabbi Kiva Eger a Shaila. They were benching on Shabbos and they forgot to say. venting on Yontif Shabbos, they forgot to say Yalav Yavai. And so someone said, you got to bench over. It's a din in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch. So someone said, no, my father was a very religious man. I remember when I was a young child, we forgot to say Yalav Yavai, and my father said, you don't have to bench over. So Rabbi Kevega has a tshuva. Your memory is playing a trick on you. The din in the kids of Shulchan Aruch. Everyone has a din. You forget to say Yalav Yavai, you have to bench over again. Then Rabbi Kevega writes a whole long footnote. Maybe there is something to it. Maybe the Ma'aser Shohayah was on Yontif and a woman forgot Yalav Yavai. And the only reason why you have to bench over is because of Mechuyiv and Simcha. And at the Machlekes, Rab Zeira and Abaya Machlekes, the Ramam and the Ravid, whether women are Mechuyiv and Simcha. So if women are not Mechuyiv and Simcha, they're not Mechuyiv to have Suda on Yontif. On Shabbos, you're Mechuyiv to eat because Kibud V'Yonik. So women are Mechuyiv and Kibud V'Yonik also, apparently. But on Yontif, Rabbi Kevega suggests maybe whether one is Mechuyiv and Suda should depend when he's Mechuyiv and Simcha. And since it's a Sveikah the Din, Machlekes is the Rambam and the Ravid, whether women are Mechuyiv and Simcha, so Safik Brachos L'Hakam, maybe you shouldn't bench over. But then Rabbi Kevega asks on himself that it doesn't make any sense what I just suggested. In trying to defend the mistake that the person seems to recall that the father was a religious man, and he said, you have to bench over. Maybe one of the girls forgot Yalav Yom. So he says, how can it be? On Chalamoid, there's also a Chiyuv Simcha. The Chiyuv Simcha Chalamoid is exactly the same as on Yontif. No difference. The difference between Yontif and Chalamoid is, we usually assume, that on Shabbos and Yontif, there's a Chiyuv Kibud V'Yonig, and Chalamoid, there's only a Chiyuv Simcha, but there's no Chiyuv Kibud V'Yonig. So, and the Gemara says, in Shulchan Aruch it says that if you forget Yalav Yom and Chalamoid, same as Rosh Chodesh, there's no Chiyuv Suda. So you see that the Chiyuv to have a Suda on Yontif is not based on Simcha, it's rather based on Kibud V'Yonig. And on Chalamoid, there's no Chiyuv V'Yonig. Only on Yontif is a Chiyuv V'Yonig. So the justification that Rabbi Kevega gave for this mistake just fell apart. So Rabbi Kevega says, no, but he thinks maybe it is correct. So it doesn't, the first tshuva is Rabbi Kevega. It's a pella why he put that in his sefer. It's very difficult. The pashtus is that we already mentioned, the Kibud V'Yonig says in Yeshaya, Karasu v'Shabbos Ha'anik v'Kedosh Hashem Mechuba. Does Kibud V'Yonig carry over to Yontif? So that's a machloikis. We said machloikis, the Gemara and the Rambam. The Gemara is Beferish, not in the Rambam one. Somehow everybody assumes Kibud V'Yonig. Rabbi Kevega assumes that Kibud V'Yonig applies to Yontif. Everybody knows. Yeah. So that's a teller. The Rambam says Kibud V'Yonig carries over to Yontif because Kulam Shabbos Hashem Heim. We spoke the other day. How many dinim of Yontif, how many dinim of Shabbos carry over to Yontif? Maybe only the Malachas, and maybe even Kiddush, maybe Shvisas Be'emta, maybe Tchumen. We spoke about that. So that's the famous Jewish Rabbi Kevega. He says that this machlekes Abaye and Rab Zera was never resolved. This machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. And since there is a shita that women are potter from Simcha, maybe they're potter from Sudas Yontif. And therefore, if a woman forgets Yalav Yavai, she wouldn't have to bench over. And it's very difficult because the pashtus is that the Chiyuv Suda is not based on Simcha. Then there would be you would have to repeat the benching on Chalamoid. If it would be based on Simcha, Chalamoid has the same Chiyuv Simcha as Yontif. The difference is we assume Kibud V'Yonig. That on Yontif there's a Chiyuv Kibud V'Yonig, and on Shabbos there's not. So that's Rabbi Kevega Shver, but even the din is Shver. If the Chiyuv Suda is based on Kibud V'Yonig, Mara said there's no Kibud V'Yonig on Yontif, only on Shabbos. So we're still left with a problem. Okay, Belineta, tomorrow we'll do the Parsha approximately 10:30 in the morning, and then next week Sunday we'll continue. We left out a few topics here on Vav Amidbeis.
May I please ask you a question?
Sure, Bakasha.
So why would one be obligated to drink Arba Kosos at the Seder if it makes him sick?
The pashtus is you're not going to make you sick, you're not mechayev. Yeah. Unless you should say the Rambam writes that seems to say that by a mitzvah, which is for the sake of Pisumi Nisa, the halacha mevazu is ayavazu, yes, mechemish doesn't apply. That's how the Mishnah says at the beginning of Arba Psochem, Afiloni Hamas Panas Ben Adzdoke, Leifuch Salom Yarba Kosos. So he doesn't have any money. So where's he going to get Arba Kosos? He has to be sholal apsach, but he doesn't have. So if you're not mechayiv to spend yosim michaymesh, he has nothing. So you should really should be potter. So the Rambam extrapolates from that any mitzvah. It's a Hesebe, Arbakoises, Mikra Megillah, Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, all the mitzvahs that are for the purpose of Pirsum Nisa. There's no limitation of how you guys are Yosef Mechemish. Once you say that the Yosef Mechemish doesn't apply, so maybe you're even Mechiv, even if you're going to get sick. The Rishonim tell that some of the Chachamim used to drink Arbakoises and they would have a headache until Shavuos. So, the question is, does it really mean literally the taka got sick, or it means it was difficult? So a little unclear in the Yerushalmi. So there is room to say that since Arbakosis is for the purpose of Pisum Inisa, maybe the restriction of Hain Rav doesn't apply. So maybe even to the extent of getting sick, there is such a possibility. Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, why is there such a klal? That a mitzvah, there are mitzvahs midirabbanan. All these mitzvahs, pisum inisa, is midirabbanan. So why do you say that a mitzvah that's for the sake of pisum inisa, the rule of hamavazim is alavaz yes mechemish doesn't apply? So he said, whenever you fulfill a mitzvah that's for the sake of pisum inisa, we are implicitly encouraging the rabbanu shel olam. Look, years ago you went out of your way and you made a miracle for us to take care of us. So we ask you, we're implying, continue to go out of your way, continue to stand on your head and make miracles for us. Make shini hateva. So this is fine if I go out of my way. I go out of my way. But I'm not going out of my way. I'm a vazalimish. I want to make sure that I don't go broke. I want to make sure I don't get sick. I'm not going to go out of my way to drink the avikosis. But I want the Rebbe Shlom to go out of his way. He should stand on his head and change chukki hateva for my behalf. So Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe that's the Hesber in this Rambam Shita. That it sounds from the Rambam that all the mitzvahs that for the sake of Pisum Inisa, the klal of Amavazus Yesim Mechemish doesn't apply. Could be.
Thank you.
Very good.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yesterday we spoke about a Knas Mamon by Gittin that the Shulchan Aruch is machmir that if there's a Knas Mamon that...
we call the Get Bal Karcha.
Right. So what about a prenuptial agreement that's signed before marriage that says that if a person refuses to give his wife a get, the Beis Din has the right to give a fine to the husband?
It doesn't say that. If it would say giving a fine, then it would be in violation of the Chumrah of the Ramo. The Chumrah of the Ramo, Rabbi Kivega writes there in Ebenezer, it's a Chumrah. There really isn't, it's not like the Mechaber said if he took a Shvuah, he took a shvut kias kaf, so there are rishonim hold that that's called a get pakocha. So we're machmer for that opinion, we're choshish for that opinion. But this the ramoa a knas mamon. This is only a chumra. So some of the gedolim years ago, Rab Zhulti said he doesn't know the situation in America, but he said if you people have a big problem of agunas, so you can violate the ramoa. But the prenuptial agreement, the way it stands, doesn't say that. It says that the husband is mechuyev mezaynas ishtoi. Husband is mechuyev to support his wife. To what extent mechuyev to give money for food and clothing? So what does it mean, food and clothing? She wants to eat out in a local restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and supper. She'll rack up quite a bill. Does it mean that she's going to eat at home? She'll have Wheaties for breakfast, and she'll have a tuna fish sandwich for lunch, and she'll have milchik for supper. To what extent is he mechuyev him, zayna sishta? Or is mechuyev to buy his wife clothing? She can buy extremely expensive clothing. She can walk around in rags. To what extent? So the din is wealthy people are mechuyev. The Gemara has the din as oilima beni yaredesimai. Oilima means whichever family had the higher standard of living. Let's say his family was wealthy. His parents always went, Shalosh Regalim, they went to Eretz Yisrael, or they went to Mexico, or they went to Switzerland, whatever. They went to a hotel in Switzerland. Her family never had. Or her family had this higher standard of living. Or one of the two families had a full-time maid in the house, and the husband can afford it. So the Gemara says the husband is mechuyev if he can afford it. The husband is mechuyev to spend money on his wife, food, clothing, vacations, maid, everything, to the highest standard of living, whichever family had the highest standard of living. So when a person gets married, So they more or less understand to what extent the husband will be spending money on his wife. So in the prenuptial agreement that the Rabbi Willig drew up, that the RCA recommends everyone should encourage people to use it, prenuptial agreement just says like this: in the event the husband obligates himself, in the event that the Bezdin will establish that he's acting improperly by not giving his wife a get, let's say they'll establish it in July, that he's not acting properly since January. So he writes in the document, when the time, as of January, he's declaring now how much he's mukhiv to give mezainus and ksus to the wife, an amount of money every week. So if he's a multimillionaire and he wants to be spiteful, even if he give her $1,000 a week, it doesn't mean anything. So he can accept the pot. So if he's going to say, if the Bezdin will establish that I'm acting improperly, I accept upon myself to give you $100,000 a week. So that's a guzma. So that's called asmachta lo kanya. He's not mechuyev to pay that. Asmachta lo kanya means whenever I accept an obligation ala tanai, and it's an umdin nemuchin, now they're lovey-dovey. They're getting married now. Now they're in love with each other. So he thinks it's never going to happen. It's not going to happen that he's going to be angry and hold her a hostage and he won't want to give her a gift. He loves her now. So if a person accepts an obligation a la Tanai and he thinks that Tanai will never be Mekuyim, then there's a Machlekes HaTanayim, Rabbi Yossi, and the Mishnah at the end of Baba Basra, we pass on Asmachta Lokan, you don't have to pay. But if he writes an amount of money that's not an exaggerated amount of money, some people would spend $500 a week on their wife, or $1,000 a week on their wife. A lot of wealthy people would. So depending who the husband is, how much money he earns, he has to pick an amount of money that's not absolutely, it's not outrageous. If he picks an outrageous amount, that is asmachta lekanya. If he picks an amount of money that he can afford, and it's not that ridiculous, then he's being kovea how much mezainus he's going to give her. So the husband, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not called a knas moment. It's not that he says, if I'll be acting improperly, Bezdin should have the right to penalize me. They're not penalizing me. If Bezdin will ascertain, and they should pick the Bezdin in advance. A lot of times when a couple has a dispute in the marriage, they waste a couple of years till they decide which Bezdin should have jurisdiction. So there's one prenuptial agreement that everyone agrees to. Let the husband and the wife, now that they're lovey-dovey, let them pick the Bezdin now that should have jurisdiction over the case. So that everybody agrees. Then the second document, there are some who think that it's not valid, but the Pashto says that they're not correct. The second document is not a knas mam. The second document, he's kaveya, how much he should be obligated to give from mezainus and ksus. So he fixes an amount of money that's not outrageous, and it's a reasonable amount, but it will be enough of an amount that will encourage him to hasten, to hustle, to give the get, because he won't want to pay that amount. Very good. It's a good question.
Rabbi, one more question just from yesterday as well. In terms of why wasn't Yaakov's marriage to Leah not a mekach tos?
Pashto says that it was. Okay. Pashto says that it was. If you order potatoes and they deliver onions, that's a kinyan mitos. So the guy wants to, he sends that invitation, he's marrying Rachel, and it turns out that it's Leah. It is a kiddush tos, but he didn't want to embarrass Leah, so he stayed with her. If he wanted to, he could have given Leah back to her father and said it's a kiddusha tois. But Leah was a tzaddik, so he decided to marry her. Okay. Was a kiddusha tois.
Rabbi, can I ask one more question, Rabbi?
Sure.
Rabbi said that the reason maybe why we say a suffix toda, we don't bring it, even according to the one that holds a chum ba'azara is a suffix derabanan, is because of ikvayli surah. Doesn't Ikve Yisura only apply when you have two chatichos? But here you only have one because one of them died.
Had to. I don't know. I think over here it may also be Ikve Yisura. You got to look in Shulchan Aruch to see, is this considered a case of Ikve Yisura? Not sure. Very good. All the questions
are good. Can I ask just one quick question?
Sure.
Were there any other chiyuvei tzibur that Rav Soloveitchik said besides shura by Avelos?
He said stoke and shura. I don't remember.
What about berchas avelim?
Berchas avelim.
The Gemara says you need 10.
Also, yeah, nicham avelim. Yeah, That's the same Ashura, yeah. There's Nechama Avelim B'tziba, Nechama Avelim B'yachid, yeah. Yeah, don't remember. He said, stuck in Nechama Avelim. Yeah. Very good. Okay.
May I ask you?
Yes.
The din of Al Yavatsavais, is that also by a sukkah?
I think so, yeah.
And wouldn't that be a Parsuma Nissa? Especially if you hold the Salzanani Yaakovit.
I don't know. Is that called Pesuma Nissa? Usually we have a klal, Rav Soloveitchik said, from his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. How do you determine whether any given mitzvah is for the sake of Pesuma Nissa or Zechalanes? Is it Zechalanes or is it Pesuma Nissa? So he said, his father said, you can tell when you say Shasa Nisan. A mitzvah that's for the sake of Pesuma Nissa, you're going to say Shasa Nisan Lavasena. But Tfilin, you don't say Shasa Nisan. Chasam Sefer has a tshuva. Somebody asked him, Akasha, why aren't women obligated to lake Tfilin? Because Afen Haibi Asanes, because it says in the Tfilin, Lamantia Teras Hashem Meficha Kibyar Chazaka Hutziach Hashem Mitzrayim. So don't you see that Tfilin is Zechel and Nes, Zechel Itzias Mitzrayim? So you should say, women are Mechuit because Afen Haibi Asanes. So the Chasam Sefer gives one answer. He says there's one opinion in Tosfos that this idea, Afen Haibi Asanes, only applies if the mitzvah is midirabban. If the mitzvah is menatara, it doesn't apply. So, okay, so that's one answer. But the other opinion in Tosfos says, no, not it doesn't apply to a mitzvah deraisa. It applies to a mitzvah deraisa on the level of the rabban. Afen Haibi Asanes only a svara midirabban, but it applies perhaps even to a mitzvah deraisa. So then, why don't we obligate women, at least midirabbanan, to wear tefillin? So Chasam Sefer has a short tshuva. He says, this is what he says in effect, that Rav Soloveitchik said it over from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He didn't know that it was a tshuva in the Chasam Sefer. He said it over sharper. So using his terminology, his language was, if the mitzvah is zechel enes, then you don't apply afen haibes anes. But if it's pisumi nisa, then you apply afen haibes anes. And how can you tell whether any given mitzvah is Zechel HaNes or Pesumi Nisa? Whenever it's Pesumi Nisa, then you say the Bracha Shoasa Nisa. I on Pesach night, you have Arba Kosis and Hasebo are both for the sake of Pesumi Nisa. And you don't say Shoasa Nisa. So the Rishonim say that the Bracha that we say over the second cup of wine by the Seder, Asher Gyolana, Begolas Avsenim and Tzrayim, is the equivalent. That takes the place of the Bracha Shoasa Nisa. They say, really, you should have said Shoasa Nisa? Because the Haseba and Abrikosis are for the sake of Pesumi Nisa, but the Shergi Alonu takes the place of the Shasa Nisa. So that's so, the answer the Kasha by the Tfilin. Yeah.
But would the same thing be true by Megillah, with Gabi Divdin Al Yavazves?
Yeah, that's what would appear from the Rambam, that by all means, that for the sake of Pesumi Nisa, you wouldn't apply.
She would not apply Al Yavazves, including Megillah.
Right, right. Right. Usually Megillah is not a problem. You go to shul. But let's say Hadlokas Neir is Chanukah, the Rambam writes. Where does he know that from? How does he know? So the Magen Mishnah says he got it from the Mishnah by Arba Kosis. Why? What's the comparison? Because whenever the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa, then the Rambam seems to hold that the rule of Hamavaza, Ivazi Yat Mechemish doesn't apply. Very good. Okay. So whoever's interested, tomorrow morning we'll do the parasha at 10:30. Okay.